This day you shall know that the Lord will come and save us, and in the morning you shall see his glory. Those are the words of the introit of this Mass, which is the proper vigil of Christmas. And so today we are at the very last day of Advent, the last day before the birth of our beloved Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom we shall experience once again to be born in the manger of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And St. Joseph, in apparitions to different saints, told them that at the moment of the birth of Christ, all of a sudden the whole cave became bright like the sun, and all of a sudden, in the arms of the Blessed Virgin Mary, was the eternal Son of God. There was no pain, no suffering for her who is immaculate, sinless. Pain at childbirth is a punishment for original sin, not a normal thing. People take things for normal that are abnormal. Sin is abnormal. The punishment for sin, sickness and death and pain are abnormal. That is not what God created. And that is why the Son of God came down and became man from the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he was born and continued in the same way as was destined by the whole Trinity, including himself, at the beginning of the world. And of course, Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and they sinned, and they brought upon themselves and upon us not only original sin, but also death and sickness and suffering. But God is almighty. He can do all things. And even today, this is proven by the fact that it is the feast of St. Adam and St. Eve, our original parents, because they too were able to cooperate on the second instance with the will of God and thus become saints. And then, of course, we have all the other millions and millions and millions of saints, most of whom we do not know, whom we celebrate on November the 1st, because we do not know them. And so we give thanks to God. All this happens as one tremendous salvific action on the part of God, who becomes man, and thus saves us from our sins by his suffering on the cross, and his death, and now his resurrection. So today, we recapitulate all things in Christ, that little baby in the manger who is the most powerful being on this earth. Even though he was in the little baby in the manger, he could have done anything he wanted. And, of course, what he wanted was to do the will of God. And that is what we need to do, the will of God, always and everywhere. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And now we continue with the last day of the Novena in honor of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Novena of Our Lady of the O, as she is called.